Hello.
This is Kyra with customer service returning your call back.
Okay, what is the product you sell?
We are a third-party customer service call center, so we represent several different companies.
Okay, it's for $49.97.
Okay. Well, you can provide me with the zip code so that I can further assist you.
Okay, 94574. I see it on my charts, but I have no idea what it is.
Yes, ma'am. And you did state 94574.
Correct.
Can you state a first and a last name?
Robbins, Robbins is my last name, and my first name is Susan.
Okay. I do see an account Susan Robbins listed. To confirm that this is correct, can you verify your shipping address?
1741 St. Andrews Court, St. Helena, California, 94574.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I see that they had you here previously. Do you recall signing up, paying the $7.45 to receive that Wi-Fi booster?
Oh, you know something? I never got the Wi-Fi booster, and I called you last month on this. I
Okay.
honestly, yes, and I don't want any Wi-Fi boosters. So I think this is your second charge on a Wi-Fi booster on my account. I bet if I look at November, there's a Wi-Fi booster.
Well, it shows that you haven't been billed since December the 6th.
December 6th, is that the only time I was billed?
You paid the postage November the 24th, and then you were billed for the subscription fee on 12/06. And then they have you given us
I
a
don't
call on
want
27th
to.
of December regarding the charges, and you were advised of the terms and conditions. And you stated that you wanted to cancel the account, so the account was canceled.
It was canceled, but okay, this is a December 6th charge to me. I don't even know what a Wi-Fi booster is, but I certainly don't want a subscription to it, and I can't afford your charges just for nothing. Is there anything you can do about the $49.97 charge to me?
It states that you were offered a 70% refund.
I didn't, did I get the refund? I didn't see it.
Okay. It just states that a 70% refund was offered, but it doesn't show that it was issued. So are you calling back to agree?
I'd like a full refund. Why would you give me a 70% refund?
Oh, it actually says offered 70% refund accepted with no further actions.
Well, then why didn't you, okay, if I accepted that, I don't remember, honestly. I remember calling about a Wi-Fi booster. I don't even know what a Wi-Fi booster does or how big one is or anything about a Wi-Fi booster. But of course, I'd like a full refund, but if I agreed to a 75% refund, where is it?
Okay. The refund payment was not issued, but I'm able to go ahead and make sure that the refund gets issued as of today.
Okay, and so 75% is how much?
It's
I don't know if I.
70%, and it'll be $34.98.
34.98. That's a big difference from 49.97 for a product I didn't get. I mean, I don't even know what the product is.
You stated that your mailing address is 1741 St. Andrews Court.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, it does state that the item was shipped. I can see where it's gone for you. It states that it was delivered January the 3rd to the address that you confirmed with me, ma'am.
Okay.
So as it states on the tracking website that it was shipped and delivered, the only thing that we can do is issue a reshipment.
I don't want one.
Okay. Well, I'm able to.
I don't want any subscriptions. I don't want anything to do with Wi-Fi boosters. Okay. So will you give me the 75% refund today?
Yes, ma'am. I stated that I'm able to go ahead and get that refund issued today.
Okay. I think that you're taking too much, but I don't know what I can do about it.
I'm sorry.
So, okay, I'll look for a $34.98 refund, and I'm not going to receive any more of these things.
I'm sorry.
And I won't receive any more of these things.
I'm not sure what things you're referring to. Are you stating the Wi-Fi
boosters? Yes, Wi-Fi
boosters.
Yes, ma'am.
It's only one item that you would be received. Well, shipped to you.
Okay. Let's do that. But I'll be looking for your refund.
Okay.
And the refund comes from whom? It says something like Quick Shop or something. Who does the refund come from?
You received the refund listed from HotConsumerDeals.com.
Okay, HotConsumerDeals.com. Okay, so I have your information, and I'll be waiting to get a refund.
Okay, thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day, ma'am.
Thank you for helping me. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Did we not hang up?
Okay. Thank you for calling customer service. You have a great day.